Welcome to the Doorways Ministry Network podcast.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast. I'm Rick Shields, your host and the director of the Doorways Ministry Network. I'm speaking today with my wife, Sheila Shields, and our colleague, Rachel Middleton. We're talking today about Simply Sisters, a ministry that's been established since 2012 and has had just amazing success and outreach. And I thought it'd be great for us to take just some time today to talk with Sheila and Rachel. So girls, thank you. Or should I say ladies, thank you for joining us on this podcast.
You are welcome.
So welcome.
Let's start with the most simple beginning. What is Simply Sisters?
Great question, Rick. Simply Sisters is groups of ladies who are reaching out to other women to show love to them and to meet needs. At times, we would say meet needs for women in crisis, but I think it's maybe better to say reaching out to women in life-altering circumstances. So whether we're reaching out to someone who's going through a miscarriage, a divorce, a diagnosis with cancer, a sudden loss of a child, something that's come up in their life and has altered their life in such a way that it's left an impact. And so our group, Simply Sisters, reaches out to show love, and we get to do that in a variety of different ways. And I think we're going to unpack some of those today together.
Yeah. What are some of the ways that you do reach out to them? I think that's helpful for us to know.
Yeah. So I think one of the main things when I think about Simply Sisters and kind of how the inception of it or how it came to be would be our ministry of encouragement through giving baskets. So these are gifts, what I like to call an encouragement gift, that has been put together by Simply Sisters, and it contains a lot of different items. So whether it's personal care items or a devotional book, many handmade items, such as a journal that's been specially decorated and has scriptures on it. Things with purpose to bring encouragement and to lift someone's spirits. And so they're put together and beautifully arranged, whether it's in a physical basket to be taken to someone in person, or whether they're items that we wrap up in a box and mail it across the U.S. to someone far away. It's a gift that's put together with intention and with the purpose of encouraging that recipient who gets the gift. And we include a handwritten card and kind of a connection. Some of the gifts that we give are to women that we've never met. Many of the gifts, in fact, are sent to women in other states who we don't know personally, but have been recommended to Simply Sisters to receive a gift. And so to write them a note and let them know your name was given to us as someone who needs encouragement for Jesus. We're praying for you. And so we're sending this gift in this box in hopes that you will receive it as a tangible act of God's love for you.
Sheila, tell me how it was. And here's the good thing. I know the answers to these questions, but it sounds so much better coming from you gals. So Sheila, how did this get started?
There were a group of ladies that met on a regular basis, and we were working on our scrapbooks. We had done that for a long time. I felt the Lord speak to me one night and ask what I was going to do. We do some international events, but I felt him ask me what we were going to do in the United States. I went to this group of ladies that gathered to work on scrapbooking, and I said, what if we take our skills and begin making things for other ladies that need to be encouraged? And all it took was that meeting that one day, and everyone was up for it. And we just took off and started making some of the ladies make things through sewing or knitting or crocheting. Others do paper crafts. Others write cards. They're just so many different ways that God can use to impact others. So that's how it got started.
So you got a lot of these materials that, you know, people are sewing and people are knitting and people are scrapping. Where do all these things come from?
They come from, we get donations from people often when someone has received a basket. It has made such an impact on them that they'll send a gift to Simply Sisters. We have other ladies that gather on a regular basis at our house to help us with making items. They give gifts to Simply Sisters. We have different groups of people that have access to items that we wouldn't normally have access to that will donate. So it comes from a little of everyone. It's fun to see the different ways that God comes up with to give us what we need for these baskets.
A majority of the things are donated, not necessarily purchased. Is that right?
Yes.
What are some of the fun things that you get to give away? Things that maybe we've received, been donated to us. What are some of the fun things you get to give away?
I love to see some of the things that we've received. And many times they're personal care items. So a small lotion or scented soaps. We have someone who makes beautifully handcrafted makeup bags. And so each basket or gift that's given has one of these custom made makeup bags included in it. Different devotional books that have been given out. We have received donations of different maybe perfumes or creams or chocolates. If you're going to give a gift to a lady, she generally is going to appreciate some chocolate, right? That overgoes.
Chocolate or diamonds, one or the other. Yeah. If you're going to give a gift to a lady, one of those two.
This is true. This is true. And we've had other individuals who have even made bags to give the gift in. So kind of like a gift bag that the gift is packed in. So really a variety of different gift items. Think maybe of items that you've received in a Christmas stocking or a special gift from your sister. Some of those special pamper gifts that very often aren't expensive, but they're meaningful and show care, show intentionality.
Another thing that we have ladies that make prayer shawls, and they'll send them to us. And we have the opportunity when someone has lost a member of their family, someone close to them, to pray over that shawl and send it to them with an encouraging note that they can wrap that around them and know that we have been praying for them. And it is just that tangible example of God's love.
I remember a time, Rachel, when there was a special bag that had been made that had a sunflower on it, and you delivered it to somebody. Could you tell us that story? What happened there?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked. That story was actually just coming across my mind as we were speaking. We had had a volunteer who had sewn using some leftover fabric that she simply had in her closet. She sewed a beautiful handbag made out of this fabric that had sunflowers. And so I was preparing an encouragement gift to go do a visit, someone who had lost her husband. And I didn't know this woman yet. It was a friend of a friend, and I had been asked to take her a gift from Simply Sisters. And I had selected another gift. And at the last moment, I felt the Lord kind of nudge my heart toward gift that was packed in the sunflower bag. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. And so I changed my mind and went with the sunflower bag. And when I showed up to make the visitation, when the lady answered the door, she kind of looked at me with surprise. And I introduced myself and I said, I know we've spoken on the phone and you were expecting my visit. But I'm here with this gift from Simply Sisters. And she said, how did you know? And I said, well, know what? I don't think I do know. And she said, well, my husband was a florist and we had a floral shop together for many years before he passed away. And sunflowers were his favorite. They were very special to us. And so when I saw that bag in sunflowers, I thought, you must have known. And I just got this big smile on my face that I really was speechless for a moment and just was able to rejoice with her in that moment that no, I didn't know. No one had told me, but the Lord knew. And so he had guided the selection of that gift specifically for her. And I could tell you story after story, Rick, of feedback that we have received in the gift giving process of how God has confirmed when someone says, that was my favorite color, or that item was something that I love but haven't been able to buy for myself recently, that God confirms in the process, yes, that specific gift and those specific items were to go to that specific lady to remind her of my steadfast and overwhelming love for her, even in the midst of this difficult time that she is going through. And it is truly, truly a privilege to be a part of God's process in that.
Let me take a moment to remind our listeners that we really do appreciate your feedback. Let us know if we're providing the kind of content that's helpful to you by dropping me an email at info@doorways.cc. And if you have an idea for a guest or for a topic, let me know, and we'll work at incorporating that topic or that guest into our podcast schedule. You're listening to the Doorways Ministry Network podcast. My name is Rick Shields, and I'm joined on this episode with my lovely wife of almost 50 years, Sheila Shields, and our colleague, Rachel Middleton, who's been with Simply Sisters now for over 5 years, and we've just had a wonderful 5 years working together with her. We've known her for a little longer than that, but she's actually been working with us for 5 years. You've mentioned that sometimes we hear back from recipients. Think about a special note that you maybe received. Is there a note that you remember that you could say, this particular one that we received made such an impact on us?
Rick, there have been several times when we have chosen specific scriptures that we'll put on the journal or put on something that we've made. And over, we have ladies say, that's my favorite scripture, or that's a scripture that God has recently pointed out to me. This is a scripture that has recently become very important to me. And so it was just one more time of seeing that scripture in front of them and emphasizing to them, God is trying to speak to me. He's trying to let his word sink in and help me understand that God knows where I'm at.
So you also do some events internationally. In some ways, Simply Sisters really started kind of with some international events. And again, in some ways, other ways, it was this local group that was doing some crafting. Tell me about some of those international events. What do those look like?
That's actually how I started working with Sheila and Simply Sisters. I was on the receiving end in Mexico City when Sheila brought a group of ladies on a short-term missions trip to host teas in Mexico City. And I've had the privilege of traveling with Simply Sisters in Argentina and other countries that Simply Sisters has served in. But these are events that are done in connection with the local church. So always through a local host church that has connections to the community. And so the ladies of that church invite friends or neighbors. The idea is that they would invite not only individuals that they know from the body, but people that don't yet know Christ, and invite them to one of these women's events. And then we, as representatives of Simply Sisters, basically throw a special ladies' party for the invited guests. So we try to bring pretty plates and napkins and fancy chocolates and things that are very special culturally in some of the countries and in the areas that we've been able to go. Having a specific event for ladies where they, as invited guests, don't have to do any of the work to make the event happen, that is a very unique and unusual experience for them. So to throw them basically a party celebrating them and saying, this is a time for you to come and eat some sweet treats and some snacks and play a couple fun games and eat together, we want to give this gift to you. And so that's exactly how the event unfolds, with just kind of some lighthearted games and snacks and fun. And then we kind of transition to the more serious part of the tea or the event, which is sharing some simple testimonies of how Jesus has been at work in our lives. And so that's different members of the team that's there, or members of the local church, telling what I just call their Jesus story, what's happened in their life, including pain and trauma and difficult, those life-altering circumstances that I mentioned earlier. what has happened and where Jesus was in those events. And then an invitation is issued at the end for prayer. Very often there'll be invited guests that will connect specifically with one of those specific testimonies and say, my life is similar to that story I heard. Would you pray for me? And so we have specific time of prayer and the gospel is presented by the pastor's wife or the woman's pastor there, someone with a connection with there to the local church will issue an invitation to begin a relationship with Jesus. And so, of course, that's been just a joy to hear some of those testimonies, Rick, of different church plants, whether in Argentina or Mexico or Cuba or other places that we've gone, to hear testimonies of how that local church has grown through some of these women's events that we've been a part of.
The stories we've heard reported back to us after the event has happened has shown that nearly on a fairly regular basis, 50% of the invited guests, so not those that are from the church, but those perhaps from the church and invited a friend, an unsaved friend, unreached or hurting or whatever, that they come to the event. And by the end of the day, 50% of them have believed it was time to put their faith in Christ and receive him. And then the church has an opportunity to do follow-up. And again, they're right there in the neighborhood, right in the vicinity. The follow-up is just automatic. So that's a pretty cool thing. I like hearing those stories.
It's so encouraging. And like you said, for the follow-up to be able to know some of that fruit. And of course, some fruit we know, some we won't know until we get to heaven. But it's been incredible. I even think of a testimony of a woman that we prayed for in Argentina. And we were told later on that she had received a healing from cancer. Man, what an amazing thing to hear.
And others, I recall one story, another woman from Argentina that came forward and had been a victim of abuse 70 years ago or something, 80 years, 60 years ago, whatever it was, and had never told anyone and came to this event and felt like it was time that she could be free of the burden of that, shared her heart and was able to find a way to see forgiveness for that abuser and also feel as if, you know, somehow the Lord had forgiven her for holding this in for all those years. So that's a pretty amazing story too.
I think one of the beautiful things that we've seen in these Simply Sisters events in the local churches that we partner with overseas is an invitation to freedom for the women there to be able to share parts of their story that they've never shared with anyone before. And very often that's just giving permission to say there are hard and painful things that have happened in our life. And you know what? Jesus knows those things and you don't have to hold them in anymore. We can invite you to share those and bring them to Jesus and receive healing. I think that in some ways that is most easily done in a setting where it's just women too, and they feel free to share.
Yeah, I've been very careful with these overseas events or international events to not try to get in and interject myself or even have other guys go and be a part of it, because the dynamic changes. And if things were not going successfully, maybe we might say, well, maybe there's something we can add. But the truth is, they're going so well that I'm just afraid anything we do would take away from what's already happening. So we're grateful for all the people that are part of Simply Sisters who go and participate in these events and believe together we're advancing the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about.
There is one particular story that we heard back from a gal we had sent a basket to, and it had come back to us. The address was accurate. There's no reason that the box should have been returned to us. And we were a little frustrated, sent it out again. When we heard back from this lady, she had said that she had left work the day that she got the basket, and she was so beaten down, so discouraged. She just said, Jesus, something has got to change. I need help today. She got home and she got her package and went through it. And it was like Jesus just saying, with every gift that she took out of the box, I hear you. I see you. I'm here to help you. So even the fact that it was a delayed arrival, I believe was in God's hands.
A delayed arrival that was right on time.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Are Simply Sisters groups limited to Tulsa, or can they be somewhere else?
They're not limited to Tulsa. We do have a group that's starting up in Tennessee right now, and we have some other gals that are interested in other states that would like to start it. There's a couple of gals coming down to Tulsa in June that want to observe and talk and be a part of it and see if they could maybe start one within their church. So it is open. If there's someone that is willing to step up and say, I can lead that, I can put a small group of ladies together and we can start doing the same thing, it would just multiply what God is already doing.
And not to say we understand exactly how all this works, but the only way we're going to find out is if we have to be stretched a little bit to figure it out. So we'd be very happy to see other people say, yeah, I'd like to have a Simply Sisters group. What does it take? And we can figure that all out together. We don't have all the answers. We have a lot of questions. We don't have all the answers. I hope you found this podcast to be helpful. If there's someone you think may also enjoy or benefit from this episode, please consider passing the link along to share with them. If you'd like someone to pray for you, drop me a note at info@doorways.cc. I'll pray for you, and if you'd like, I will share your note with others who will pray and believe for God to work on your behalf. Until next time, may the Lord bless you as you follow after Him. Thanks for listening.